Now, the hottest holiday toy catalog has hit the mailboxes of customers around the country, filled with hundreds of goodies and illustrated covers. I mean, it's back. Print catalogs are back. And it might seem odd that the largest online retailer in the world is spending ad dollars on a decidedly non-online campaign instead of the holidays, and that's Amazon. Amazon's got the big toy book that Sears used to have, Words used to have, Toys R Us used to have, but now it's Amazon. And so many others, J. Crew, Patagonia, of course, there's the Neiman Marcus gift book, and it's all inspired by the Sears wish book that debuted in the 1930s. Now, there are so many stores in Chicago we grew up with that are gone and not forgotten. When I thought, who can we talk to take us down memory lane? Someone who has had a lot of useless information stored in his skull. Ladies and gentlemen, our old pal, Roger Badish.
When you're thinking Lincoln, better carpeting, well, let's call National 29000, National 29000.
Isn't it sad that that's your bump, that's your theme to come on to WGN Radio now? Roger?
Hold on a second. I gotta circle the Popeye color form set.
Really?
I want that. Mm-hmm. I want the Mr. Potato Head, the mm-hmm. one that uses the real potatoes.
Looks like
I want a chemistry set because I need to mix some chemicals and come down to the studios.
Very safe.
And I gotta, you know, it'll only burn through the tabletop. You'll be fine.
I love it.
There.
I love it.
Let me go back before that. Crawford's.
Crawford's. See, you know, there's a slight age difference between us. Much like my new fiance and I. Yeah, it's just like. Just so slightly. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
When I talked to you this morning, when I talked to you this morning, you were taking down the Halloween decorations. You've got holiday lights going up. Did you do that today too?
Yeah. Well, I've decked out. I've spent all my catalog money on buying these automated. Digital, controlled by your phone, lights around the edge of the garage, the gazebo, and the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got them now programmed with Thanksgiving colors, brown and white.
Look at you doing some digital stuff in front of your house. Very impressed, Roger.
Well, it's really easy when it's hard to get out of the chair, you know.
Just do it from your chair. Just do it from your chair. But can you believe, like, this year, like, I was watching, actually, a morning show on another network, and WGN, they were talking about the fact that all these catalogs are back. Like, you know, the printed catalog. Yeah. You can say what you want. You can print off things off the internet. You can kind of tab and save some of your favorites in your phone. But to have something paper in front of you where you can dog ear like the corner of the page or circle some things or let your kids go through it, it's a thing of the past, but it's back again. I think that's pretty cool.
It is. I was shocked last year when we got the Amazon toy catalog.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm looking at it. And it's a hefty volume. It doesn't match the Sears holiday catalog of days of old, but it was. I'm like, why are they spending so much money on this? They're Amazon. But you know what? It made me want to sit down and look at it. It wasn't like you know, wait for someone to suggest a toy for someone and then go to Amazon and say and check it out. And then, you know, see if you can find it somewhere else for less, which everybody does. But you've got the catalog right there, and you sit down, you start looking at it. And people of a certain age, and I'll put you in that, remember those catalogs.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever get the service merchandise catalog?
Oh, God, it was huge. It was like the mailmen and mailwomen of the day must have been really working out to carry all those catalogs door to door. Seriously. But I'm going to tell you that my 12-year-old son, Alex, he I had it on the coffee table. He went through and looked at that whole thing, put his phone down and was checking it out because it's great for gift ideas, especially when your kids have stuff already. Like, you know, like what's imaginative that is different that they can look at? And by the way, this was all inspired. We were talking about the Sears Wish Book. almost 100 years ago, you know, and you think about the Sears Roebuck company, the Montgomery Wards, which I worked for a million years ago. These were the ones that really invented the modern day Amazon. I mean, you would get orders in the mail, obviously, and Montgomery Ward, because I was also in charge of their archives, is that, you know, they would get an order in the mail, and then they would their folks in the warehouse would be on roller skates. They'd go to the bin, they'd pick the number, load up the box, and ship it off. And that's really what Amazon is. And these are the two companies that just really didn't make it, you know?
Right. It's weird that it's come full circle. And like you said, that they didn't make it, but yet if they were alive today, they would probably out Amazon.
Yeah.
Because they built the business. Mm-hmm. So they know the business. The only thing that's different now is the internet.
Right.
If you think about it.
Well, it shrinks down the time, of course. Yeah. Yeah. It shrinks down the time.
Because those catalogs were shipped out. There was a spring, summer, and a fall, winter catalog that would be mailed out. And we're talking thousands of pages. And then there would be the holiday catalog that was shipped out. And we're talking every household in the entire country that got mail.
You know,
they would get the catalog.
The members only jacket that you wore outside today to take down the Halloween decorations.
You saw that, right?
I did see that. Sears, here's, you know, and Roger and I always have fun pulling some old vintage commercials. You know, the Zayer one, by the way, was from the 80s. And Zayer ended up, if you think about the path here, it was open from 56 to 90. They sold to Ames, and then Ames and Zayer merged with TJ Maxx. So that's kind of how those companies, which is Marshalls and Home Goods, came together. It was actually Zayer that was part of that. But let's take a listen to, let's do number six, which is the Sears Wish Book.
Ever wonder what Santa would do without his elves? The Sears Wish Book. Just make a list. Check it twice. Then call 1-800-366-3000. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every order is backed by Sears. And Sears delivers anywhere. Of course, the elves would never leave Santa holding the bag. But it's nice to know he has a backup plan.
But, you know, he worked those elves to death. But I will say that you started off by mailing in your order, then it became an 800 number. And then when they went to the internet, they just couldn't keep up. They couldn't figure it out, which still blows me away.
And if you want to go back to old catalogs, let me take you into the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, was it black and white?
Yeah, and we're going to go back to when I was 5 years old. Probably should have put an echo on that. I'll warn you next time.
Patrick, I'll get that up next time. Was that the 1920s or 30s? Like, was it when the Wish Book first came out?
Yeah, well, actually, I was a consultant on the first one, but we won't get into that.
Okay.
1957, that Sears Holiday Catalog. How many pages do you think it was?
Oh, man. Was it the Wish
this
Book?
This is the Holiday Catalog now, not the main catalog.
Now, I might be way off on the 600, 300, I don't know.
404.
Okay.
And it wasn't just toys.
No, it was everything.
This was the holiday catalog for everyone in the family.
Yeah.
The first 63 pages were men's and boys' clothing and accessories.
Wow.
But let's get to the toys, because I know you're going to buy me a lot this
Okay.
year.
Okay, go ahead.
So that chemistry set that I wanted, I want the ChemCraft Master Deluxe Lab, over 900 experiments, $25.50.
$25, that's expensive for the 1950s.
It was very expensive for 57, and, of course, you could buy it on time, and you only have to pay X percentage every extra every month with your regular payment.
Was that a credit card, or was that layaway?
No, it was through Sears.
Oh, right. But
so you would purchase, and then you would put a down payment down, and every month they'd send you the bill, and the extra charge, the carrying charge, would be added onto your monthly bill. And they had the whole page that would tell you from this range to this range of how much you spend, here's how much extra it will be a month for Got us it. To put you on credit.
Got it. Okay. And by the way, folks, if you want to join us and talk a little bit about the Wayback Machine that we're going through here, 312-981-7200. Let's close before we go to break with number four, Montgomery yeah. Ward.
Get ready for Christmas at Montgomery Ward tomorrow. Doors open at 8 a.m. with savings on hundreds of items. The latest games and toys for girls and boys, special gifts for mom and dad, name brand items for your home and car. There's a special price on a motocross bike, a wide variety of shirts and sweaters, colors and patterns for everybody, and a computer for the whole family. If you haven't been in a Montgomery Ward store lately, there's no better time than tomorrow at 8. Get there early.
I don't think anyone's been in a Montgomery Ward for a while. All right, we're talking to Roger Badish. We're talking holiday shopping. Print catalogs are back, and there's more next on 720 WGN.
As Chicagoans, we don't take our city for granted. In fact, we treasure everything it has to offer. From Buckingham Fountain to the Water Tower, Chicago is full of famous landmarks, including Marshall Fields. We've been part of the city for 150 years now. And we're proud to be a part of Chicago. You might even say, Marshall Fields is as Chicago as it gets.
That's Dave Plyer with Roger Badish. We're talking holiday shopping, some classic places that are gone but not forgotten. That Marshall Fields spot, I remember about 9 months later, they switched all the store names to Macy's. So it was like, hey, man, we are grained here in Chicago. We are here for you. It's going to be Marshall Fields. Nope, gone. Gone in seconds. By the way, we have a texter, Pat the Firefighter, texted, and he said the Sears catalog was stopped because a genius CEO thought mail order was dead. That's true, actually. Yeah, there's no. We don't need to do that anymore. people are going
on. Somebody was wrong.
Somebody was wrong. I also have another texter in here from 331 that says their favorite place to shop for the holidays with their mother was Weebold's, number one.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Christmas time at Weebolt's. It's girls and boys and wind-up toys. It's chimneys and stockings and dancing lights and snowball fights. It's a time for love and a time for very special gifts, like coordinates from Jenna by Bowden, skirts and shirts, blazers, pants, blouses and vests in nautical red, white, and blue. Easy Care polyester helps you sail into spring. Great gift coordinates, too. Visit the wonderful world of Christmas this year at Weebolt's.
Operated 1883 to 1887. Flagship location was on 1 North State Street in Chicago. Patrick took a caller. It was a bad connection, but he said that they used to use the catalogs as doorstops.
Yeah, well, after you circled everything and torn out half the pages and stuffed them in your mother's purse, and every year, no matter how many toys I circled, no matter how many pages I dog-eared, what did I get every year for the holidays?
What was that?
Clothes.
Well, you got screwed on that. By the way, I thought back in the day before toilet paper, or didn't they use the catalogs for toilet paper? I think they did.
They did. They would have it in the outhouses. They would have it hanging on the side. You'd tear a page out and use it.
Very sanitary. You know what another one was? Of course, Kmart. There's no Kmarts left in the U.S. either. And Venture.
The last Kmart, I think, just closed.
In the U.S., I think. I think they might be in Puerto Rico or something. It did. Kmart, long history, of course, merged with Sears and Venture. There was a Target store guy that opened up Venture, I think, in 1968. They were around for about 30 years, but that was a big place in Chicago. Here's a good Kmart one that I think lists everything. Number two.
Merry Christmas, merry, merry Christmas from your Kmart Christmas store. Save on bowling balls and skirts, sweaters, rods and wheels and shirts.
Cameras, TVs, bikes and plants, handbags, bath oil, slippers, pants.
Merry, merry savings.
All the brand name toys kids could ever want are priced just right at Venture's one-stop toy shop. Teaching toys, adventure toys. Our They're all Adventure's one-stop toy shop. Toys to cuddle and toys to hug, all priced to make dreams come true. Adventure's one-stop toy shop.
Merry Venture, merry savings, merry gifts with style.
Of course, Roger's wearing underwear from Venture. David, you said the last Kmart was...
Bridgehampton, New York.
That's the last one,
closed,
right?
In October. I think the date was October 20th.
It's amazing to me that that chain, which was, I think, bigger even than Sears when they gobbled them up, because it was Kmart that bought Sears, and there's nothing.
Yeah, it's
nothing,
just...
not anymore.
It's just a sign of something else. The people had already started moving more and more towards online ordering.
Yeah.
And the pandemic just kind of... cemented it.
It knocked him out. It knocked him out. All right, we're talking to Roger. We're going to talk a little bit after the break about some of these great holiday stores. 312-981-7200. David's got the news next. Dave Player, we're talking to Roger Badish. We're talking about holiday places we used to shop. Print catalogs are back this season from a ton of retailers. Toys R Us would have been one of those since 2017, we would say in the past, but there's a couple of Toys R Us's. First of all, they're in all the Macy's, and there's a brand new store that opened up at the hip this week at Harlem Irving.
I saw that. So we were talking about stores that have shut down, and now Toys R Us seemingly coming back from the grave.
And 608, I got a text here that says, which sounds like somebody I grew up with, but Weebolts at the hip, Harlem Irving Plaza, Goldblatt's at Six Corners, and Sears at Northern Harlem. I mean, that's where my family shopped, all of those, when I was a kid. Let's listen to a classic. Let me see. Let's do Goldblatt's 08.
Everybody's hurrying to Goldblatt's for good old-fashioned savings. It's Goldblatt's fabulous one-day-only sale tomorrow, Thursday. Goldblatt's great low prices on brand-new items, values in every department, with extra late shopping hours to help you save even more. Look at these great values.
Save $7 on Oster 10-speed blender, only $19.99. Colgate toothpaste with an MFP, only 89 cents each. Hurry to Goldblatt's one-day-only sale tomorrow and bring a friend.
Roger, I'll bring you. You'll be my friend tomorrow when we go to Goldblatt's.
My plus one.
Yes.
So here's another one. Yeah. So you said you used to go in the Six Corners shopping in the area there.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of that.
Yeah.
We would go to Devon Avenue. We lived there, and that's where Crawford's was. At least one of their stores was on Devon Avenue, and they had a bowling alley upstairs. It wasn't
it's
there.
Part of the store?
But there it was a bowling alley that was above Crawford's. Really weird. But we would go out to Old Orchard to shop at Fields, and we would go downtown when I got older.
Were the buildings wood?
Downtown Evanston.
Were the buildings wood back then? were the buildings wood? No,
they were in chalk. They were lined out in chalk, and so you would walk in where there was no line, and someone would stand there and, kind of take the hanger with the clothes on it, and it was just pieces of cloth, and hold it against your shoulders and say, yeah, it'll fit.
All right, I guess. You got it down there. Hold on. Satorius, you're on WGN Radio. How are you, buddy? You got something about Toys R Us?
Yes, yes. A very awesome show today, Dave. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you,
sir. I recorded for my grandkids, As a youngster, I used to go to Lincoln Avenue. The original Toys R Us was called Barkertown.
Barkertown,
USA.
Yeah.
Yes, and they had Jeffrey as the mascot, even back then. Kind of a skinny giraffe, though,
I think you're right. I remember that.
If you go 6 o'clock Christmas Eve or even 4 o'clock, everything was wiped out. You couldn't even find any toilet paper there. Everything was sold out.
No toilet paper. Thank you, Satoris. I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for that. Do you remember that Bargain Town? That's what it was called.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way.
In fact, there was a Bargain Town. There was a big building. It's a Home Depot now on McCormick Boulevard between just off Lincoln.
Okay.
And it has gone through incarnations galore. Like if you were to take Doctor Who and regenerate him 20 times, that's what this store was. It was an EJ Corvette. It was a Kmart. It was a community.
Corvettes. Forgot about Corvettes.
You remember community.
Oh, yeah, community. Yeah, absolutely.
And it was all of these, and it was a bargain town for a little while. It's a huge building, and they just couldn't keep a store there long enough.
No.
I think the Home Depot's been there the longest right now.
Probably.
They had EJ Corvettes here?
Oh, yeah,
they did. I thought that was only in New York City where I grew up.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they had. I remember Corvettes here when I was a little kid, for sure. 630, I remember McDade's and service merchandise. We got a McDade's 05.
Yep. And
you can give so much more when you make McDade's your Christmas store.
Like fine jewelry, appliances, cameras.
Slice, shred, chop, mix, and more. GE Food Processor does it all super fast. It even makes dough. At home or on the go, beautify your hair with the Winmare 1250-watt styler dryer or a Winmare Setting Pretty Curling Iron.
When you make McDade's your Christmas store.
Do you still have that blow dryer, Roger?
Well, when I put new batteries in, you know, because the plug doesn't really work. Yeah, batteries. But the uniqueness about McDade's and service merchandise was you could walk in like a regular store, look at everything, and then go to the counter on the catalog, because they would have all the catalogs spread out on chains, I think, so you wouldn't
take them. Yeah,
and you would tell them what number you wanted, and then somebody in the back, the warehouse was as big as the store, and someone in the back would pull it, and then you would pay and take your ticket and go around to where the product would come out. And that's how you shop.
It's very much ABT. It's very much Apt Electronics. You kind of do the same thing there as well. There's somebody that asked about Robert Hall, and there is, we did find a Robert Hall Christmas commercial, but that was a people always ask about Robert Hall. I think it might have been a little bit before my time, but 07.
We're doing our Christmas shopping. We're saving on clothes for Christmas at Robert Hall this year. More quality, more low prices on gifts for...
Their commercials were always done by, like, professional musicians. Like, they were big quality, right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there was no penny-pinching when it came to the holidays and commercials.
Now, I hate to say this, but Steve and Johnny's book was about who? It was about the guitarist, Stephen
Johnny. Les Paul.
Les Paul. Les Paul did a lot of those Robert Hall commercials back in the day.
Yeah.
As well. We only have a couple. Well, he, yeah, go ahead.
He got a lot of his work in Chicago, pretty much his start. And,
he did.
He was on their show a ton of times.
Yeah, yeah.
And did a lot of gigs here. So, yeah, he would have been working with the advertising shops in town. And Chicago, people don't understand it. Chicago rivals New York for major advertising agencies.
Oh, yeah, that's right, back in the day.
So a lot of the work is done here.
But it's also because we had, like, the two biggest retailers in the world at the time was Montgomery Ward and Sears. And I think you know this, too, the Brennan brothers. One ran Sears and one ran Ward's. Nobody owned them, but they just happened to be brothers that ran both companies. Just one brother ran it a little bit I've worked for Ward's back in the day, and it was it was at a point where it was trying to be saved, and you know, I remember just all the legacy and the time and those buildings on the Chicago River that were still historic over time. All right, what's on your wish list this year, Roger? Because then we got to go.
Oh well, I'm going back. I want this new thing in this catalog I'm looking at here. It's a 24-inch all-channel TV with a wired remote control.
Well, of course, yeah.
Mahogany finish.
Ooh.
The price of to steal at $289.95.
Oh, very nice.
It's only black and white, but I'm going to take the multicolored clear, you know, sheet of plastic and put it over, and I'll watch it in color.
I love it.
You would, Roger. I'm sorry, but you would.
All right. I'm leaving us with one spot. Roger, always a pleasure, buddy. We'll talk soon.